Sean Dubay. After they had stood on the platform for 3 hours, a train came for them. Those nearest the edge saw it, watched it. A passenger coach apparently running under its own power and trailing a cloud of smoke from no visible stack. A cloud which did not rise, but instead shifted slowly and heavily aside, and lay upon the surface of the aqueous earth with a quality at once weightless and completely spent. It came up and stopped. A single old-fashioned, open-ended wooden car coupled with the nose of a push-and-switch engine considerably smaller. Not everything one learns needs be retained. As I wrote at the beginning of this book, everything I say is right, everything I say is wrong. Take what works best for you. There may be techniques garnered in training or actual work experience you may wish to dump. They work well for others, but for you, it's a no-go. Bonnie Black had one such experience. Chapter 5. The Island Come True. Feeling that Peter was on his way back, the Neverland had again woke into life. We ought to use the pluperfect and say wakened, but woke is better and always used by Peter. In his absence, things are usually quiet on the island. The ferries take an hour longer in the morning, the beasts attend to their young, the redskins feed heavily for 6 days and nights, and when pirates and lost boys meet, they merely bite their thumbs at each other. But with the coming of Peter, who hates lethargy, they are all underway again. If you put your ear to the ground now, you would hear the whole island seething with life.
Big Ben is one of the most recognizable symbols of Britain, and indeed one of the most famous structures in the world. A quintessential part of London, every movie set in London features an establishing shot of Big Ben, and many guidebooks of London have the clock tower as its cover photo. London and Big Ben are forever linked in the consciousness of the Western world.